Rand, Dr. S. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 21, 1899. To Dr. Rand and those who are interested in the work of finding a place in Newcastle where medical missionary work can be carried forward. Dear brethren, yesterday we visited Newcastle for the special purpose of seeing the places which were regarded as having favorable accommodations for giving treatment to the sick and suffering. We looked at the place opposite the office which Dr. Rand now occupies. After careful consideration, we can see no light in taking this place, with all that it involves. The money that would be necessary to fit it up for use would be more than we would feel justified in spending. Then there are other considerations. The relation which Dr. Rand sustains to the work and cause of God at this time should connect him with his work. He needs all the help possible to give solidity to his spiritual strength and to keep him wide awake to the great and solemn subjects which have a bearing upon the mind and conscience at this time. He must place himself in right relation to the Church. He must link himself up with the Church. Then, standing on the platform of eternal truth, he must shape his course of action with reference to his present and eternal interests. This is of far greater moment to him than any other problem that he can entertain. Everything that he does must be done with reference to solid connection with the truth. In all his arrangements, he is to represent the truth. This is not to become a matter of secondary consequence, but is to be made the very first interest. Dr. Rand, you need to bind up with the people of God, for you are surely in peril if you do not do this. The fight of faith will be harder for you if you do not, because you have been under serious temptation and are still under the attacks of Satan. All this needs to be carefully considered. The place is in the heart of the city, but there are many more disadvantages. You need to have connected with you persons who can be a help to you in giving treatment, and you need a place furnished with facilities with which to give treatment. The building we looked at in Hamilton will be much better in many respects than the one in the city. To give treatment is not the whole of the matter. Your work should give character to the work of God, and the work of God give character to your work. In whatever work may be done in medical missionary lines, there should be a connection with those who are standing on the platform of eternal truth. The last building we looked at is not far from the church. The patients you shall have under your care should have the privilege of attending our meetings. Their salvation is one great object God would have us consider. If one soul is of such value that the world sinks into insignificance in comparison with it, should not medical missionary work be placed in close connection with ministerial work? This matter has come so vividly to my mind that I dare not hold my peace. Every effort made in medical missionary work should be made with reference to drawing souls into connection with the truth. If our medical missionary work is carried on after worldly policy plans, separation from God will result. If the world or the denominational churches are to be our strength and give influence to our medical work, then we must act in accordance with this, and let the medical missionaries take their position with the world and serve the world. When physicians feel that they must conceal their colors in order to obtain influence, they should stop to consider. We cannot afford to maintain sanitariums at such an expense as this, for we should gain nothing in the way of declaring the truth. This matter must be considered. Newcastle is an important center, and therefore the medical missionary work there must be bound up with the work of the message for this time. The Hamilton Church needs all the strength that every soul can give it. I am deeply concerned for this church. These are serious matters we are settling. Satan will come in with all his sophistry if we give him opportunity. May the Lord help us to stand firmly on the platform of eternal truth. Again, from the light the Lord has given me, our sick should be cared for out of the bustle of the city. The noise of trams and carts and carriages is very annoying to people who have come from their homes in the country. And in retirement from the bustle and confusion of the city, the patients will be more favorably impressed. Their minds will be more easily influenced by the Spirit of God. This reason was urged upon me so strongly yesterday that I felt I must see you or write to you. The place shown us yesterday in Hamilton, with its facilities for work, its city water and tank water, can be set in operation very soon. Some changes may have to be made, but these will not cost a large sum of money. Then our church is quite near, and the Lord would have Dr. Rand arise and come to God in faith, uniting all his strength to help the church. I have presented this matter in brief. May the Lord strengthen you and help you to get away from the bustle of the city. Away from this bustle, the Lord would have his medical missionary workers carry on decided lines of work. My brother, have faith in God. Do not be discouraged. This idea that you must be confined to small premises and do very little work is not to be entertained. Harness up your powers and do all that you possibly can. Come into close relation to God. I ask the Lord to put courage into your heart. If God holds you up, you will stand. When once you have the facilities, you will have patience, and we will stand by you. But you must stand under Christ's banner. I felt so much impressed with this matter that I could not forbear writing to you. May God give you wisdom. When you have the facilities for work, the workers in Maitland can say that you are now prepared to take patients. You will have patronage. This is my faith. With respect.